Australian court rules against Kraken's local operator in regulatory case. Key points: the Federal Court of Australia ruled that BitTrade Thai Limited, Kraken's Australian operator, contravened the Corporations Act by offering a margin trading product without a required target market determination. ASIC's successful case against BitTrade marks a significant step in regulating crypto asset products, with potential implications for the broader cryptocurrency industry in Australia. In a significant ruling on August 23, 2024, the Federal Court of Australia favoured the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, in its case against BitTrade Thai Limited, the local operator of the global cryptocurrency exchange Kraken. The court determined that BitTrade failed to comply with design and distribution obligations when offering its margin extension product to Australian customers. The case centered on BitTrade's margin trading service, which has been available to customers trading on the Kraken exchange since October 5, 2021, without a target market determination as required by law. As a result, the court found that BitTrade contravened Section 994(b)(2) of the Corporations Act each time it made the product available to a customer. Nuances in cryptocurrency regulation. The court's decision highlighted the complexities of applying financial regulations to cryptocurrency products. Justice Nicholas found that while the obligation to repay a digital asset was not considered a monetary obligation or a deferred debt, a margin extension in national currency did create a deferred debt, making the product a credit facility subject to regulatory requirements. This distinction underscores the challenges regulators and crypto firms face in navigating the evolving landscape of digital asset regulation. The product in question provided for margin extensions to be made and repaid in digital assets, e.g., Bitcoin, or national currencies, e.g., US dollars, illustrating the complex nature of crypto asset offerings. Implications and next steps. ASIC Deputy Chair Sarah Court described the outcome as significant, stating, "This is a significant outcome for ASIC involving a major global crypto firm. We initiated proceedings to send a message to the crypto industry that we will continue to scrutinize products to ensure they comply with regulatory obligations to protect consumers. The ruling has significant implications for the cryptocurrency industry in Australia." Court emphasized that the outcome sends a salient reminder to the crypto industry about the importance of compliance with the design and distribution obligations. It is a legal requirement for financial products to be distributed to consumers appropriately. Following the court's decision, ASIC and BitTrade have been given 7 days to agree on declarations and injunctions. The regulator has announced its intention to seek financial penalties against BitTrade, with a date for this proceeding yet to be set. As the crypto industry continues to grow and evolve, this case reminds us of the challenges in aligning innovative financial products with existing regulatory frameworks. It also signals ASIC's commitment to enforcing compliance within the cryptocurrency sector, potentially setting a precedent for future cases involving digital asset offerings in Australia. The regulator has made it clear that it will continue to take action to ensure consumers receive full protection under the law when dealing with crypto asset products.